USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A possible breakthrough in treating COVID. Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics announcing yesterday a new pill to treat the virus. The company says molnupiravir can reduce hospitalizations or deaths by about 50%. It's designed for people with mild to moderate cases. USC Dr. David Agus on CBS News.
So this certainly makes it much easier to treat, and in the end will probably save many lives.
If approved by the FDA, this would be the first pill to treat COVID. The company hopes it can be available by the end of the year. There's optimism ahead of UN climate talks. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry in Italy today before talks begin in Scotland October 31st. Kerry says he thinks enormous progress can be made at the 12-day summit. The goal is to get more countries to commit to keeping Earth from warming no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. To do so, Kerry says we need to cut carbon emissions by 45% in the next decade. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A key part of President Biden's agenda now on hold. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing yesterday that more time is needed to pass Biden's infrastructure bill. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News this bill is not about infrastructure.
And they know that this $3.5 trillion spending bill, which is actually about $5 trillion, plus the $1.2 trillion in infrastructure, plus the $1.9 trillion they've already done, is to drive up the debt so that they can increase the taxes and say, oh, by the way, don't look at that number. It's paid for, and people do not believe it.
Biden's still confident the infrastructure bill and his spending bill will pass. He says it doesn't matter if it takes 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. It will get done. The U.S. reaches another grim COVID milestone. Johns Hopkins University announcing yesterday that COVID has killed over 700,000 people in the U.S. When the vaccines first came out, the U.S. had 300,000 deaths. So this means more Americans have died of COVID since the vaccine came out than before. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While the spending bill is on hold, Democrats say it's far from dead. Wendy King has the latest.
President Biden has met with congressional Democrats, promising his landmark social spending plan will eventually be voted on.
We're going to get it done.
He privately told lawmakers that the dollar figure of $3.5 trillion will probably have to come down to get a consensus. Two Democrats in the Senate are still opposing, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Progressive caucus leader Pramila Jayapal said they want more spending on American families, not less, but they understand that compromise has to happen.
We're going to do what the president asked. We're going to say, okay, how do we get, you know, what can we live with on these different things?
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Homeland Security will continue to impose COVID restrictions. Brad Bernard says the details.
A federal appeals court sided with the Biden administration late Thursday in a ruling that will allow the Department of Homeland Security to continue to impose COVID restrictions that have blocked the majority of asylum seekers from entering the U.S. this year. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're in the midst of a pandemic. The pandemic is not behind us. Title 42 is a public health policy, not an immigration policy.
Immigration advocates who have sued the administration to end the policy say it is an enforcement measure disguised as a public health order. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.